This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The first phase of assembly elections in Bihar will be held today. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in this phase. These include Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur, Darbhanga, Madhepura and Saharsa. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, voting will conclude at 5 p.m. in Simri Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of the Suryagarh Assembly segment. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Central Armed Police Forces along with State Police have been deployed across all polling stations. To promote women's empowerment, 926 all-women-managed booths and 107 booths managed by Divyangjan, specially abled personnel, have been established. A special control room has been established at the Chief Electoral Officer's office in Patna. Voters can register complaints on phone number 0612-282-4001, fax 0612-221-5611 or email ceo_bihar@eci.gov.in and ceobihar@gmail.com. Several voter-centric initiatives, including mobile deposit facilities, will also be available during the elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Culture will organize the inaugural ceremony of the commemoration of 150 years of the national song. This event will mark the formal launch of a year-long nationwide commemoration from tomorrow to 7th November next year. The year-long commemoration will celebrate 150 years of this timeless composition which inspired India's freedom movement and continues to evoke national pride and unity. Union Cabinet had on 1st of last month approved the nationwide celebrations to mark 150 years of the national song. The salient features of the inaugural ceremony will include curated exhibition tour on the history of 150 years of Vande Mataram. There will also be a screening of a short documentary film and release of a commemorative stamp and coin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian leading cooperatives Amul and IFFCO for securing the first and second ranks in the global ranking for cooperatives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India's cooperative sector is vibrant and is also transforming several lives. The government is taking numerous steps to further encourage this sector in the times to come, he added. The Indian Navy will formally commission the Ikshak ship into the service at Naval Base in Kochi today. The commissioning ceremony will be held in the presence of the Chief of Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Ministry of Defence informed that Ikshak will enhance the Indian Navy's hydrographic survey capabilities along with the third vessel of the survey vessel class and the first to be based at the Southern Naval Command. The U.S. Supreme Court justices have raised doubts over the legality of President Donald Trump's use of International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977 to unilaterally set tariffs on imports from more than 100 countries in an attempt to reduce the trade deficit and ignite more manufacturing in the United States. India's top chess players made strong showings at the FIDE World Cup 2025 with Grandmasters D. Gukesh, Arjun Erigasi and Penthala Hari Krishna advanced to round 3, while Diptayan Ghosh delivered a stunning upset over reigning world blitz co-champion Ian Nepomniachtchi. In men's cricket, 4-3-20 international, the five-match series between India and Australia will be played at the Carrara Oval in Queensland, Australia today. The match will begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. Currently, the series is tied 1-1 after India defeated Australia by 5 wickets in the 3-T20 international at Hobart. And that is the end of this news bulletin.